Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Well, my dad had an expression. He used to say, you know your success as a parent when you turn and look at your child and realize they turned out better than you.
There's no way of knowing how it got there or whose it is, but it appears that cocaine has been found at the White House.
We have a yellow bar stating cocaine.
Yes! I would like to know blow by blow who is responsible for this.
Too soon.
Indeed, cocaine. Now, again, this is part of an ongoing investigation.
I can't even fathom anything like this having been found before in the West Wing, and I go back to the 70s at the White House.
Piece of crack cocaine. No bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand. $0.25. We passed a law that says, you're caught with that, you go to jail.
I spent more time on my hands and knees, picking through rugs, smoking anything that even remotely resembled crack cocaine.
Come on, man!
I think there's a lot of cheap shots taken at Hunter Biden. He's a recovering addict. It's not funny.
I like it!
Cocaine is a serious drug.
The big question, Andrea, is for how long had this item, which was described as a small dime-sized bag, been in this location?
That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you're taking tests where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
The president is proud to have restored the rule of law.
No dive!
Super viral video of a woman flying out of a flight in Dallas who believes she saw a man turn into a reptoid. She's a good-looking woman, comes off as very credible, doesn't look like your classic schizophrenic. And other people on the plane said that the guy's face was glitching out and doing weird stuff. Now, there's obviously crazy people that see things that don't exist, but I know a lot of really prominent people, and I've alluded to this the last few months, that are seeing similar things, and that's kind of one reason we're having this big awakening happening, is very cogent, very serious, very successful, well-known people are basically seeing other people glitch out and turn into basically demons or reptile-like creatures. And it's a big phenomenon. It's gone on for a long time. I've been trying to get David Icke on for a month. He's a very busy guy. He agreed to come on last week today. So we're lucky and blessed to have David Icke on when this is such a huge story. I don't know what's going on. There's also weird hologram-type systems out there where people can wear, like, hologram belts, or you can be in a room, and then a hologram can make somebody's face do that to mess with folks, basically magician-type stuff. But this is happening more and more and more and more. And you know, at some point, some of these prominent people are going to start going public, but it's just super weird. Now, I don't normally get into conspiracy theories. I cover real stuff they call conspiracy theories. We're going to be hitting plenty of that today. But David Icke does join us in the second and third hour. So we'll get to hear about a lot more of this, obviously, with him. But he's going to want to get into the Russia situation and the global government and the global currencies and what's happening with Biden, what's happening with 5G. I want to get his take on Elon Musk and so much more. This is a big broadcast. Every broadcast is big, but this one is big, big, big. Every broadcast is on fire, but this is fire on fire on fire! Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. We are tomorrow's news today. Infowars is a one-of-a-kind operation, and so please go to Infowars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one-time or recurring. You have a little profile there, cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in, and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it, and then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Better make it 20, 30, 40% by doing the products. But these really are amazing products. The Big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Got me, New World Order. Now I'm about to get out of your grip. So watch this. It's Thursday, July 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Couldn't have a better time to have David Icke on. This was set up a week ago. Trending number one on Twitter last night was people turning into reptoids in front of folks. People always say, I'm the guy that says that. No, I'm not the guy that says that. That's David Icke. But almost everything David Icke has said has come true, so I think he's a very credible person. I think this attack on humanity is very alien, very anti-human. He'll be joining us coming up in the second and third hour, and he was already coming on about the central bank digital currencies and the ESGs and the war in Ukraine and all the insane GMO and cross-human-animal hybrids and all of it being admitted. But I'd imagine he'll want to talk about that. I'll certainly bring the big viral video of the green hoodie man on the flight out of Dallas yesterday. It's now gone super viral. We'll definitely raise that for him coming up next hour. Okay, let me be a good boy and just list the stacks here that we'll be hitting. I've got the most insane clips, but I'm not going to play them all because I already spent 25 minutes this morning wasting my time watching them, but they're super entertaining. Because the controlled corporate dinosaur press, who denied that the government's coordinating with big tech to censor and surveil and control people, now come out and said, of course we're surveilling you and censoring you, and we need the FBI to censor harder. How dare this judge stop our censoring? So now that a judge has said this is going on, do you need a judge to say the sun came up this morning? Apparently so. Now they're all, oh no, this is terrible. We have to suppress the right wing. They're so dangerous. They're so everywhere. They'll say only a man and a woman can have babies, or X and Y chromosomes are real. They'll stop us from cutting little children's genitals off. Big report, though, by Jamie White, Infowars.com. CNN, MSNBC, and a bunch of others freak out over judge blocking Biden regime from coordinating censorship with big tech. Whole bunch of videos. They're incredible. I've got a few of them. I can't help it. I'm going to play a few coming up bottom of the hour. Then we have Biden officially filing an appeal saying, oh, we just want to talk to big tech. And that's the new media spin. Biden admin to appeal order limiting contact with social media companies. No, they can have contact. You just can't say this is disinfo, take it down. Here's the list of federal government agencies ordered to stop censoring speech. We're going to go over those for you. It's quite the list. We've already told you all about it before, but now it's official. State Department cancels Facebook meetings after judge censorship ruling. And CNN and MSNBC are saying this censors the First Amendment, not letting the government order people to censor. So that stacks bottom of the hour. Very important. Then we've got a bunch of news on the poison shots. Major Israeli study. Massive death increase in the nursing homes of those that took the shots. The more shots you take, the more you die. Erases your immune system. Israeli nursing home study shows evidence of vaccine deaths. Here's the actual study for TV viewers. If you want to go pull it up, we're going to be getting into all of that today as well. Bill Ackman, one of the top Wall Street investors, one of the top gurus, amplifies RFK Jr. on COVID vaccine, says, looks like vaccines are hurting people. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship very, very quickly. We have a Fauci compilation of his incredible lies. We have more brainwashing about how we've got to make children wear masks. We've got Zuckerberg. Remember this video from 2 years ago, warning employees don't take the shot in a leaked video? That's coming up. I'm going to hit that this hour. We'll hit both these stacks. Then there's the old transgender gaslighting stack. This is a real headline, BBC. A young boy was raped by multiple 6'2", 6'5" men dressed as women. And the headline is, boy left unclothed after Burgess Hills sexual assault by two women. So they're stealing women's identities now. Isn't that disgusting? And they're now saying that the shooter in Philadelphia, mass shooter, was a man and a Trump supporter, even though the person was a Democrat and transgender. We'll be hitting all of that news as well. We've also got the Hunter Biden cocaine news and video surfacing of him last week at the White House out of the balcony. If anybody, he looks like he's on a bunch of methamphetamine, not just cocaine. I mean, like he's climbing the walls, skitzing out, bombed out of his brain. And there's a whole bunch of these. I mean, he is just absolutely climbing the walls here. I mean, that's what somebody looks like on when they just smoked methamphetamine. I mean, he is on a bunch of drugs, whacked out of his brain with the rest of his drug addict family. And Dan Bongino, who's a former high-level Secret Service agent, explains why there's zero chance White House cocaine brought in by anyone other than the family. And, oh, finally, mainstream media, CBS News Today said what we told you days ago. It is cocaine. They weren't sure until now. That's all coming up. Some really good news that's really not new news to our viewers and listeners. Major Harvard study finds the root of mental illness is not chemical imbalances, not lack of toxic drugs, but lack of key natural compounds in food, like PQQ and CoQ10, that help with the health of the mitochondria. What else does that? Iodine. What else does that? Turmeric. Big study where the drugs actually hurt you, and natural compounds is what your brain needs, and they're curing people of depression and schizophrenia with those natural compounds. Very interesting information. We already knew it, but there it is in a massive Harvard study. Also, told you Newsom's going to be the guy. Mainstream media now all over the place. Politico, New York Times, Washington Times. Newsom being set to replace Biden as Democrats' presidential nominee. And, of course, you knew France set to abolish all freedom of speech, and all freedom not to be surveilled. France set to allow police to spy through your phones after letting all the Islamics in and letting them uprise. Isn't that disgusting? And so much more. We have the Davos Group explaining that they will program your digital tokens through the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies. That's all coming up, and so much more today. And, of course, really the biggest issue is Zelensky has now officially said that they're sure the Russians have planted bombs in the reactor, and that when they leave the largest nuclear reactor in Europe, the Zaporizhzhia, I can't pronounce this right, I'm sorry, Zaporizhzhia, when they leave that super fragilistic expialidocious, however you say it, facility, that they have intel the Russians have loaded the reactors to explode and NATO must invade now, or the Russians are going to create something bigger than Chernobyl. Does anyone believe the Russians have the motive for that? Would they do that? Why would they become the villain? Well, they're clearly being set up to be the villain. And if you don't think the deep state neocon New World Order won't pull something like that, well, you'll believe anything, my friend. So very serious situation. Zelensky also says 200,000 children missing during the war. Oh, I'm sure the EU and NATO. NATO and the UN have famously been caught being the main smugglers of children worldwide. Just look up UN caught trafficking, kidnapped children, UN sex slavery, UN murdered children, UN snuff films. You'll have to go into Google Web and dig back because they try to hide it, but it's mainstream news. They're the main suspect in all of this. We'll be talking about that as well. Big, big Thursday broadcast, band.video. Please go to Infowars.com/show and share that, like everybody you know, to the live feed. I want to commend and salute all of you that are sharing the links and articles and videos. You are the game changers. You are the resistance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Been quarterbacking with the Department of Energy for more than 20 years, a secret program by adding chemicals to jet fuel to create an aerosol spray that creates nuclei and clouds to block out the sun. The CIA began to declassify it 8 years ago. We played their press conference. We, of course, have been totally vindicated. And now Bill Gates with the White House has gotten the green light to go publicly operational with a program to, quote, block out the sun. That's the joke. They tell you, hey, put up your solar panels, and then they block out the sun. Well, here was Eswar Prasad, who's a big New World Order globalist at the Davos Group, and he's the author of The Dollar Trap, and breaks down how the dollar will soon go away. He's a cheerleader for the end of the dollar. And if you know what that means, that means a major drop in U.S. standard of living. Most estimates are around 50% for the average person. So the death of the dollar is also the end of the American empire. But see, that's what they're setting up. NATO and this whole global order now is the new force, while the U.S. has basically sucked dry resources to establish it, and China is set up as the new a command base for a monopolar world with the U.S. taking a junior position back seat. And so all the other big news going on is a side issue to the UN treaties, world government, the UN announcing it wants permanent emergency powers over every country, over energy, over transportation, over medical, over currency. That's all in the new official announcements. And it's not even secret. It's out in the open. And with that is the ESG, the social credit score, the universal basic income after they bankrupt everybody, basically, the general public, and the central bank digital currencies that are programmable. And here he is saying that we won't let you buy ammunition, drugs, or pornography. And, of course, it'll start with ammunition, drugs, and pornography, and then, oh, you can't buy steak with that, but don't worry, we'll let you spend your credits on bug protein. You will eat the bugs. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You will like it. These are quotes out of their mouths. And why would anybody that works in the system, either corporate or private, want to go along with this? You can pretend you're part of the power structure, but you're not. And now everybody from Russell Brand to Ice Cube to Ice-T to you name it to Bill Maher is coming out against the New World Order. Prince Harry went to a 4th of July parade and was basically seen saluting the American flag while his so-called father, he's not really the son of King Charles, which I think is a plus, was being crowned again the King of Scotland. So maybe there is some soul to Harry, but we'll see. But here's Eswar Prasad. Here it is.
And the one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, you know, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC.
So there you go. It's not coming. It's here. The U.S. has announced it. The Federal Reserve's announced it. The private Federal Reserve. The EU has announced it. It's all being set up. The first phases of the U.S. system was rolled out last week. Very, very dangerous. Very, very serious. And remember, we warned you about this decades ago. It was a conspiracy theory, even though we were reading what the UN, the IMF, and the World Bank wanted to do. Now, let's go ahead and get into the situation with the federal ruling that the Biden administration is illegally working with big tech, which is a fact, to surveil, that's the first point, and then with government corporate collusion, censor and block hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of posts alone on Facebook. That's just some of the data. Absolutely essential, a big deal, and they are in free fall panic mode over all of this right now. And then I'm going to get into the nuclear false flag that appears to be imminent. You have the president, the dictator, that's what he is now, of Ukraine, saying the Russians will blow up the nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, imminently, with no evidence. And the Russians, of course, are denying it. They say we're pulling back to our positions in the part of Ukraine we've taken permanently for security, and that's always been our mission, and we're pulling back. And there's international advisors there, international observers there, and they're saying they're not seeing this happen. But Zelensky says that his special forces have seen the Russians planting bombs on the buildings, on the reactors. I mean, if that was true, that is a war crime of war crimes. Why would Russia commit this in front of the world? Remember they had tried to say Assad was using chemical weapons, and it turned out the West was trying to frame him? So these maniacs will stop at nothing. And Zelensky admitted they attacked the dam in a test a month before they blew it up, then blamed it on Putin. He said Putin blew up the bridge, even though he took credit for it. Zelensky took credit for blowing up the bridge and then said Putin did it. He also says Putin blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. I mean, do you believe anything this cokehead, liar, says? Is that a prerequisite to take cocaine to be one of these guys? The left always says, we think Alex Jones is on cocaine. He's got so much energy. No, I'm a depressant guy. I got so much energy. I like alcohol, and I need to control that, and I do most of the time. You zombies don't get it. You need energy. You need drugs to give you that. I get it from natural compounds that are in nature. And I do. If it's late at night and I'm tired, take a natural stimulant. I'll take BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus. I do not take TurboForce because it's just too strong for me. It's 10 hours, and it's just too much, and so I don't take it. So if you want those, by the way, they're back in stock, selling out quickly at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off when you get BrainForce Ultra and BrainForce Plus together, 50% off when you get them individually. Also, 60% off on Super Female Vitality, which is really Super Male Vitality, but we sold out of that. So it's a pink label instead of a blue label. Works great for stamina, libido, energy. We also have Nitric Boost discounted, so good for your blood and whole body. We have the other great products. But there's a big report out from, of all places, the federal government, admitting that most major water supplies are full of deadly toxic waste. Nearly half of the tap water in the U.S. is contaminated by forever chemicals that reduce fertility and bend gender, says the federal report that CNN's reporting on. Well, we sell the highest quality gravity-fed filter that cuts thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels in the highest tech systems for 10% off. Folks, we never discount these because they're already so low priced. 10% off on Alexa Pure Breeze and their other water filtration systems. 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The best price you're going to find anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is the
the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that, that's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Terfilm Vitality, same as the Male Vitality, but the Male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the ruling last Friday. It only got picked up in the media, I guess, fine. Monday, into the holiday. Or I guess the judge issued it, but it didn't officially go out until July 4th. So quite the message from the judge there on July 4th on Tuesday, saying you cannot illegally spy on the American people, surveil them, to then censor them and have government coordination with corporations. That is beyond illegal. It's election meddling. It's completely criminal. Don't do it anymore. So a slap on the wrist. But still, what the judge said, calling it Orwellian, the judge called it the Ministry of Truth was being established. That's what we've called it, because that's what it is. I mean, you read 1984, that was George Orwell's idea that if the Soviets ever took over the UK, that's what it would look like. And, of course, he was one of the top socialists, Fabian socialists, top propagandists at the BBC during World War II. So he was one of them and decided they were evil and went public against them and wrote a bunch of essays. He went and hid an island off Scotland for a year and wrote 1984 and then died right after it, by the way. Some folks think he probably didn't die of tuberculosis and was killed. But the issue is that he was a major insider, and he described what they've set up as the Ministry of Truth, and that's what the judge is saying here. So I want to get into that in this big July 4th ruling against tyranny in a moment. But I want to go back to Zelensky here. I was going to get to this later, but let's hit this now. Because my producer, Scott, came in here. And he said, notice that Zelensky is saying, and I'm playing B-roll of his video statement, the whole thing's on InfoWars.com, that the Russians have announced they're pulling out next week out of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. And the Russians have, quote, allowed in, since they took it over a year and a half ago, foreign observers. International Atomic Energy Agency people are there, the UN's there, and they allowed the engineers that were there when they took it over to stay there and be paid. And the Russians have now said, we're leaving next week. We're already sending most of our people this week. We're pulling out to the eastern Ukraine that we've taken, that Russia says they're going to keep. And we advise those of you that want to go with the Russians to go with us. Because it turns out most Ukrainian engineers are not pro-Zelensky, and they reportedly want to go with the Russians. But there's concern for a handover. How does Zelensky, that said the Russians blew up their big bridge from Russia to Crimea. Remember that? Now, the Ukrainians came out and celebrated that they blew it up with the help of MI6. And then they turn around later and say the Russians did it. Their own supply bridge. That's like I'm in a battle and I take my own rifle and just put a buzzsaw to it and cut it in half. Or I want to live, so I shoot myself in the head. Then Zelensky says the Russians blew up their own Nord Stream pipeline, the very day the new EU pipeline opened. Zelensky then said that the Russians a month ago blew up that dam. But then we pulled up New York Times articles saying, oh, the incredible Ukrainians fired two missiles into the dam to test to see if they could take it out, and they're thinking about taking it out. So the Ukrainians are so ham-fisted in their propaganda with the CIA that they don't think we can't look at what they said a month before. Biden says, we're going to get rid of the Nord Stream pipeline. It won't be there. So does April Gillespie. So does Victoria Nuland. They all sit there and tell you what they're going to do. And then when they do it, they turn around just to insult you. It's like Biden. In fact, I didn't see this on the list. Maybe it's there. Maybe I didn't send it to you. Biden laughs when asked about cocaine at the White House. It's all about arrogance. So we have this huge history about Snake Island and the ghost of Kiev and just all these stories that were not true. And now we're told the Russians would go against their motive, become villains, blow up the biggest reactor in Europe, arguably the world, have something much worse than Chernobyl, turn the entire planet against the Russians, bring in NATO. When the Russians are getting what they want, eastern Ukraine, as a buffer zone. So Scott makes the point from what Zelensky says, and I've got the transcript right here, that he has information from their intelligence services that they've seen the Russians planting bombs. Here it is right here. That they've seen the Russians planting bombs on the roof of the reactor shells, the cooling towers, the fallout domes, in case they melt down, it supposedly keeps it contained. The reactor shells, the core protectors. What's the technical name? It'll pop in my head in a minute. The point is that if you were going to blow up a reactor, you'd put the bomb inside, plus you wouldn't be seen doing it. But if you put up on the roof, oh, our special forces have seen the Russians planting bombs on the roof. Now, if you're Zelensky and you're planning to use missiles to do it, so there's plausible deniability, and so the witnesses, you just can't have Ukrainians take over in front of the engineers and plant bombs, but you can missile it from a distance now in the middle of the night and say, see, Putin blew up the power plant. And now the whole world turns against Russia. And it doesn't matter how stupid this is or how it doesn't hold water. They're the exact type of lunatic globalist with this cokehead, Zelensky, that would try this type of stuff. Ukraine spy chief accuses Russia of mining cooling pond at the nuclear plant. The Zaporizhzhia plant. And I know I'm butchering that. And it goes on and on. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced that he is under the impression that Russian forces will destroy the nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control. Russia has told staff to leave the plant by July 5th. Now we have information from our intelligence, Zelensky said on Twitter, that the Russian military has placed objects resembling explosives on the roof of several power units of the nuclear power plant. Perhaps to simulate an attack on the plant. Oh, to blame them. Perhaps they have some other scenario. But in any case, the world sees, can't but see, that the only source of danger to the power plant is the Russians and no one else. Boy, sounds like they're getting ready to stage a false flag, doesn't it? No, you know what? I believe Zelensky. Putin blew up Nord Stream pipeline. Putin blew up the dam. Putin blew up the bridge. Show the bridge from Russia to Crimea. Just type into YouTube, bridge to Crimea truck bombed, and let's show what Putin did. I agree with Zelensky. Putin blew up his own bridge. That's right. Even though Zelensky took credit, but later said Putin did it. It's true. I believe what Zelensky says. We should only believe what Zelensky says. So, Russia told everybody to be out by yesterday. They say they'll be out completely by next Monday. And who has a motive? Ukraine is desperate. The globalists always expand wars or launch wars on the backs of false flags. And the same New World Order that carried out 9/11, the same New World Order that's opened up the borders of Europe to Islam, and that's funding all these riots, the same group that blew up the bridge to Crimea, the same ones that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, the same ones that blew up the dam, are getting ready to blow up their own nuclear power plant and blame the Russians to bring in NATO and have a full-scale continental war. That's what's happening. Because Zelensky doesn't wipe his little rear end without asking the CIA, MI6, and others what to do. It's all being directed out of the Pentagon. They had misdirected out of the Pentagon. And this is where we are right now in the middle of this psychotic, insane, out-of-control, illegal behavior. Or I can ignore all the previous evidence of Ukraine working with the West.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Censorship system and their big control grid, and decided they could make us eat piles of horse manure and tell us it was Dutch chocolate ice cream. Well, guess what? All your efforts failed and blew up in your face. And now, like dominoes, all these prominent Hollywood people and hedge fund heads and others, are all the top rappers, are all coming out, all the big cultural icons against you. And what's their answer? We'll just blow up a nuclear power plant and start World War III. Yeah. They're like, oh, you think you're going to stop us? And then Biden snorts a big old line of cocaine, and Obama gives them the order. Hope they got bunkers there in Martha's Vineyard. Very frightening, because these people are so incompetent and out of control. They inherited America's empire. They inherited our power, and they have crapped it down the drain. There's a big article about Obama and Big Mike on the giant 400-foot yacht of Tom Hanks on the Greek islands eating caviar, and they tweeted a bunch about how bad white people are and how evil white people are and how they've been oppressed because they're black. Yeah, the white people elected you. You're on a 400-foot yacht eating caviar, and you're sending out tweets bitching about the evil white people. Give me a break. Hey, if America's so bad, Obama, go live in Africa, buddy boy. But we know you're not from Kenya. We know that's not your dad. We know who your dad was. Very famous CIA officer. who posed as the head of the Communist Party USA. Look it up. Frank Marshall Davis. Who ran Jeffrey Epstein-type operations with sex operatives. It's all the same crew, folks. All the same people. Obama, I got 5 mansions, and I'm on a 400-foot yacht. These white people been mean to me. Look at Big Mike. They've been mean to Big Mike. So, let's go ahead and start going to these clips. Let's go ahead and play clip A first.
Through kind of the parameters of this injunction.
Yeah, I mean, so it basically has some limits on what exactly the FBI, I think, most essentially is able to do. And I think that, you know, you have to take a step back and acknowledge what the reality is about how the FBI has been interacting with this. And just look at January 6th itself, for example, right? It's not as though the FBI has been going in and saying, hey, take down this post, hey, take down this post. That's what they're alleging, but there's just not a lot of evidence to support that. And basically, we've had a situation where some politicians are making any contact between social media companies and the FBI or law enforcement seem problematic in some way. And if you look at the reality, it's like the FBI is not very good at monitoring social media. Just look at what happened on January 6th. There are all of
okay,
these
yeah, no, everybody's you, going up. That's enough. The feds were running the attack on January 6th. That's all come out. It's in all the emails and text messages. They took down over 50 million posts on Facebook alone. This guy is a complete and total liar. Let's go to clip 7. MSNBC is already arguing the Biden administration can still censor content that, quote, undermines our faith in U.S. elections, as there's a national security issue. So the State Department goes around the world certifying elections, and under its own rules, we have some of the worst in the world. You have a right, whether you're right or not, to question elections, but now they're like, no, no, no.
Furthermore, Danny, they do make exceptions. The judge makes exceptions for national security and criminal activity. But isn't there a fine line when it comes to national security specifically, especially when we're talking about elections here? The fact that election, the full faith that the American public has in elections could be undermined. Couldn't that potentially be a national security threat?
Of course, and really one of the core issues here is when and how often and to what degree can a government agency, and specifically the White House or maybe the Surgeon General or some other government agency, to what degree can they contact a private social media company and put some pressure on to advance their message? What if it is vaccinations, the importance of vaccinations, and to what degree
can there be
consequences?
So they're just normalizing. Well, you know, we're allowed to take stuff down that says I'm going to Jenny's house in 1 hour to kill her. Well, yeah, that's the law. But, oh, isn't it a little different if you undermine an election? Like a Hunter Biden laptop that was all real the FBI had taken down. But remember, almost no one watches these stooges. But they're important because they're the mouth of the globalists. And you know what they're thinking. You know what they're doing. No, what you did is illegal. You stole the election. Even if there wasn't voting fraud, which there was massively. We know that. This is election meddling, what you did. This is what you claim the Russians did with no evidence, but with the full force of the U.S. government, with the full force of big tech. So a couple more of these clips back to back.
Point to judge, but this judge was confirmed 98-0 by the Senate. Just reading the words in this injunction, a, quote, massive effort by the defendants to suppress speech based on content. Those are the judge's words. Calling the present case, quote, arguably involves the most massive attack against free speech in the United States history, Ellie.
Yeah. It's a dramatic decision by this judge. If you read through it, he's citing to literature and George Washington and Ben Franklin. Here's what really is astonishing to me. This is a conservative ideology that clearly comes through in this decision. It's a conservative political ideology, right? We saw some of the quotes questioning vaccines, questioning masks, conservative talking points. But the ruling itself is the opposite of judicial conservatism. This is one of the most aggressive, far-reaching rulings you'll ever see. What this judge is purporting to do is to micromanage, really, the day-to-day interactions between essentially the entire executive branch, all these agencies that are listed as defendants, and the leading social media companies. And in the actual temporary injunction, the judge basically says, you're not allowed, administration, to talk to these social media companies about any protected free speech except for cybersecurity threats, national security threats, criminal threats. But where's the line? Who's going to police this?
And I think Judge Doughty's decision goes too far. We're in the press. We're always used to people from the government saying, hey, don't print that. But what the Twitter file showed, and in my book I talk about the night after night when they're releasing these files, is that it went a bit far. It wasn't just government saying, don't print things or amplify things about, say, the Barrington Doctrine, which talks about the spread of COVID. It was somehow coercing a bit. And what was worse, the social media companies didn't just play along. They colluded and tried to stop some of the flow of information. So I think this is a little bit of a corrective, but I clearly feel that in the end, the decision will be refined somewhat, because government has to have the right to have its own free speech to push back when they see things on social media they think are dangerous.
Yeah, the government would argue we were just colluding, if you want to put it that way, to stop bad information and getting in the hands of people and threatening their well-being. CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin. Andrew, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
A lot of BS to unpack there, a lot of spin. But you've heard the recurring thing. Well, calls for violence, cybersecurity, crime. We got to be able to do something. That's all there. The judge is following the law. What the federal government with big tech done is illegal on so many fronts. It's so dangerous. The government has a right to have PR people. The government agencies and groups have a right to go and say what they want on their Twitter accounts. But you don't have a right to surveil everybody with NSA tools and then go in and read their private messages and harass them and take their bank accounts away and get them deleted off social media and lie about them. And that's why I was chosen. The PR firm that does the UN's PR, after they rigged those cases against me, came out and bragged. Hey, we ran this whole thing. We took stuff he said out of context, blew it up giant and massive, said he was currently doing things he never did, and then had judges default him and had juries say he was guilty. And now we're going to use that precedent on everybody else. They just defaulted the Proud Boys, who were in jail for tearing down a little Black Lives Matter banner and burning it, reportedly. The entire group was convicted by a judge in default and told to pay $1 million for a paper sign. Why did News Corp settle in Delaware a few months ago in the Tucker whole thing? And Tucker didn't even do anything in that case, but they drug him into it. Tucker said he didn't think there was fraud in that way there, electronically and stuff. He said it was in the media manipulation was how the fraud happened. He was right. But in that big Dominion case, the judge did a default. Not an official default, but said, I find you lied about Dominion, and I find you hurt them, and I'm going to tell the jury that they now need to decide the damages. So that's a default by any other name. It's still a default. A rose by any other name is still a rose, to quote William Shakespeare. And so that's what they do now, and they're doing it all the time, everywhere. You're in a leftist jurisdiction, you get sued. These are George Soros judges, folks. It's not just George Soros prosecutors or DAs. It's George Soros judges. And they literally laugh at you and then let total fraud be put on against you, and you cannot respond. In Texas, Judge Guerra Gamble, on the bench 2 years, funded by the left and Soros PACs. She called me a liar, called me a fraud with no evidence, told the jury I was a fraud and a liar, and then let a guy get up there and say I'm worth $400 million with no proof, never saw our books, just made up, so they thought I had all this money. And the jury said, well, we didn't want to take all his money, we only gave them 10% of his money. I didn't have $45 million, I didn't have $3 million. But they lied, and she knew they were lying. She's a criminal.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.